great game, decided in the last couple of seconds, and a massive crowd. What does this do for the WNBL? Because I think it was a great sign for our league tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm hoping that these 2,200 people here will go and talk to their families, go and talk to their friends, so we can bring more crowd into not just Melbourne home games, but every home game. And if only this was on TV, you know, you'd get viewers. It was such a great match out there. And for women and women's basketball, it's fantastic. So, you know, I'm really hopeful that this is just starting and, you know, we can get it bigger and better.
The voice of Sarah Blitzars last night. She was the MVP, 28 points. So she led the way. It was a great game. The two crosstown teams, of course, Melbourne and Dandenong at the State Basketball Centre. It's a great venue. Really good presentation by the Boomers. The Rangers were able to prevail the first of four clashes to decide the Michelle Timms Cup this season. Larissa Anderson is the coach. Always nice to wake up the next morning after a win. Larissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you. Always a tough night for a coach when it goes right down to the wire. But your girls found a way, didn't they? I mean, a tough first quarter and you're able to work your way back into the second and a real arm wrestle from there.
It really was an arm wrestle the whole game. Like, when you look at it, there were 14 lead changes throughout the game, which I think would have made quite a spectacle to watch. It's just one of those games, isn't it? But our girls just find a way to always claw back. They seem to like to dig holes for themselves, but to their credit, they always seem to dig themselves out. So, yeah, and thank God we got out of that one.
Larissa, can you succinct it for me? As a person that's been involved with both clubs, and you had a long-time involvement with when it was called Bulleen, a captain, 10 years, over 250 games, and you've had a great coaching and playing journey at Dandenong. Can you try and explain the rivalry a little bit to those who haven't followed it that closely?
Oh, look, I think it's no different to any of those AFL clubs. It's bigger for us because we are the only two teams in Melbourne. And look, you do have, it's funny because a lot of the girls are really close off the floor.
Yeah.
You put them on in between that rectangle and they want to kill each other. And it's fantastic. It just goes to show these girls just want to win for their club, win for each other, and they put everything on the line out there. And I thought that looked like such a great match to play. It was physical. There were bodies flying. I don't know how many ice packs are in the Boomers room after the game, but there are a lot in ours. And it was just a really great battle. The rivalry has just been, I said to the girls before and after the game, that was always one of my favourite games, no matter whether it was a final or not. The Boomers and Rangers games just never disappoint, and you absolutely, as a player and a coach, always get up for them. They're great.
You love a player who can play their role. I mean, Sarah is a star of the competition, 28 points and hit some big clutch shots last night. But Amelia Todhunter, who's played for both and played in a championship previously at Bulleen. I mean, you love when the bigs can play small and the small can play bigs, and her rebounding and second efforts to keep the ball in the hands of Dandenong, she was outstanding last night.
Just goes to show that the heart muscle is the most important, isn't it? She's just amazing. As you've just said, she had 12 rebounds, which was only just behind the tallest on the court, which was Shantae Black with 13. So for Mills to pull down 6 offensive rebounds and 6 defensive and 5 steals, she was just a pain in the butt out there for the opposition. And it really was fantastic to watch. Huge credit to her. She was just wonderful.
No doubt. So big win. I mean, this is a tight season. It gets you to 4-2 and now with a couple of back-to-back games against Canberra. One of those will be at home this coming Sunday, and then, of course, taking a home game on the road to Traralgon, down to the Gippsland fans in about a week's time. But that one was a really important one to grab last night in a very tight season.
It really was. We were so disappointed at our defensive effort on Friday night against Bendigo. Look, it's a game that you look back on and it's there are only 2 losses now, which is disappointing. But at the same time, we've just played 2 of our two worst matches against them as well. And they played just phenomenal on Friday night against us. And you've just got to take that, cop it on the chin. And again, the girls showed a lot of character to bounce back last night. So 4-2, if you had have told me, whilst I'm disappointed to have lost those 2 losses, if anyone had have told me with the tough start to play 6 games in the first month, that's really full on. So if anyone had told me, would you take 4-2, I probably would have said yes. So especially given that Novacell's hardly played yet and Ali has hardly trained, she's only just finding her feet. I think I'm very proud of how the girls are going.
Yeah, speaking of Ali Malott there, who's been terrific coming across from Washington in the WNBA, you just feel like she's going to hit her straps. Got a very nice sweet shot, building her fitness base. And as you mentioned, Nat Novacell, who played in the championship for Townsville last year, hopefully due back this weekend. 2 o'clock if you want to get along. Dandenong Stadium this Sunday. Dandenong play the Canberra Capitals. Elite women's basketball. It'll be great to watch if you can get down there on Sunday. Larissa, we'll be there. Look forward to it.
Me too. Thanks, BP.